David caught me as I reached for the handle of the front door. His strong hands pulled me back. I shook him off, slick with sweat and blood, and still holding Carson and the gun, I ran for the first door I could find, the walk-in cupboard in the hall. Inside was musty, the shelves stacked with tennis rackets and abandoned shoes. But there was no lock. I pushed myself against the door, bracing my whole body against it. Carson was whimpering now, and I shushed him, mad with fear. I was weak. I was 19, 5'3". I had no strength. David was scrabbling at the door, and I had my bare, bloodied foot against the wall, and now it slipped, and he had the door open. He stood facing me, and I raised the gun at him.
No, give me the gun. Give me the gun, Casey.
I was facing him, my back to the cupboard. I could feel my sweat trickling down. Carson was on my hip still, and my arm ached from holding him. I held the gun in the other hand, pointing it at David, who backed away a few steps. How my hand shook. I had no idea how to fire a gun, or if the safety was on, or anything.
What are you going to do with that? He said. Come on, Casey, this is stupid. We can be together. I know you want that. I know you love...
I shot him. I'd like to think it was just to save the baby, to save myself. But part of it was because he thought I loved him. This pathetic man who'd murdered his family, and he still thought I wanted to run away with him. I had never fired a gun before and wasn't expecting the kickback, which spun me around and made Carson wail. David staggered back, blood spraying from his stomach. He fell onto the marble floor of the hallway, hitting his head with a crack. You don't shoot yourself in the stomach if you want to die. No one would have believed that for a second. When he went down, a look of extreme surprise crossed his face and he pulled himself a few inches across the floor, leaving a horrible trail of blood. Then suddenly the look on his face snuffed out. The house was so quiet. Not a car outside and not a bird singing. Only me and my panicked breathing and the baby clinging to me. Carson had stopped crying in shock at the sound of the gunshot. There were many things I could have done. Called the police and told them the truth. Hoped they would believe me. Perhaps there was some evidence to show that David had done this, that I had just been defending myself and the baby. Or I could have run, taken the car keys from the hall table and fled. Carson and I could have lived our lives somewhere quiet by the sea and he would have been mine forever. But that was crazy. That was kidnapping on top of everything else. Instead, I backed away into the cupboard. I dropped the gun beside David, not even thinking to wipe my prints off it. My phone was in my pocket still, a heavy weight.